Again, the Afiyosa tabla shows that she made this golden piece from piece of gold, a plaque, and she made the Pasha Seifer written on it. So the Mara Shamat Mino, you have a right for me, and the Mishnah says you did the right thing, that Kaisvin Megillah Latinuk, you latter write the Pasha Seifer, Megillah for Seifer, Latinuk to a kid, Lislamet Bo, just to learn how to write it. In other words, there's a shalit, and the Rashi said there's a Gemara in the Gemara. It's a machlokes in the Gemara Gidin. Rashi says a pluk to even mesech the Gidin in Perikani Zokin. If you're allowed to write Pashias of a Torah, notice one man the Yama says you can only write the whole Sefer Torah for learning purposes. You're not allowed to write a part of the Sefer Torah. You can only write the whole Sefer Torah. As if you write the Megillah Seita, Litzurach to use for a Seita, Mistama, that's Muta. The Torah said you're allowed to write a Megillah Seita. But if you're not using it to use for a Seita, just time to use to write, to learn from, you're not allowed to write down one Seita by itself, one Pasha by itself. You have to write those Seita Torah. So how is she allowed just to write down the Pasha of Seita on this plaque made out of gold? She didn't use it for a Seita. It was just there. So the Chura Yavarai, Al Mishnah holds that the man the Yama, you are allowed to write Psukim of a Sefer Torah down, even though you're not writing the whole Sefer Torah. So it should be a Raya Shamat Minoam that Kaisvin Megillah Latinuk Lislambo, you could write the Megillah for a child just to learn from it. Rashloka says no, could be there's no Raya from Al Mishnah. Mishum Rav Yanai, I'll tell you the Aleph Beis, that she wrote down Megillah Saita on this plaque made out of gold, she didn't write down the words, the whole Psukim. She just wrote down abbreviation, the first Aleph, the first Oisius of each word. The Rashi says, Aleph Beis, she just wrote down the abbreviation, the first ois of each word she wrote down. But she didn't write down talk of the whole Megillah, because maybe that you're not allowed to. She only wrote down the first ois. Mesev HaVakash, it's mashem not like that. It says, Kishu Kaisev, when the Kohen went to write the Megillah Saita, if the Saita came to the base of Migdash, and the Kohen had to write the Megillah, is Roye, he used to look, the Kaisev Mashakosev Batavlo, he would look at this big plaque made out of gold, and write over the Megillah, looking at that. So the Churitz Mashma on the first plaque that the whole thing was written. Gemara says no. It means Eimer Roye v'Kaisav Kemosha Kosa B'Tavlam. It means he just looked and saw the Rosh HaTevius and he wrote over from that he understood what to write. But not that the Mamash copied word for word, because it wasn't written on the first tabla word for word. It was only written the abbreviations. The Rosh says Kemosha Kosa B'Tavlam Lefi Simon HaYosius. According to the Simonim of the Yosius, he knew what to write down. But maybe it was not written the whole Megillah on that first tavla. But the more amazing, we have another kasha though. It says clearly, Kishu Kaisev, when it was written, when the Kohen was writing the Megillah Saita, Roye, he looked, the Kaisev, Mashakosev, a tavla. He looked and wrote what was written in the tavla. O Makosev, a tavla. Now it says clearly what was written in the first plaque. If Mamash the Psukim, Im Shochavi Shoisoch, Im Shotis, Im Loy Shotis. So Mashma clearly, the Psukim were Mamash written down on this tavla. There's a kasha on that man Yom that says you're not allowed to write down Psalm one parasha of the Torah if you're not going to use it. So come here, they wrote down on this plaque the first these psukim. And the Gemara, Hosam b'Sirugin. I'll tell you there also, it wasn't written down mamish the whole psukim. Only written down the first three words. That's all. And the rest again was abbreviations. The Rashi says b'Sirugin im loy shachav. That's all that was written down. Achrav. After that, the rest of the pasuk. Rosh HaTevus. Only the first words, the Aleph Beis, is written down. At Sefer Mikra, V'at Kishotis V'Achrav Rosh HaTevus. At Sefer Mikra, Yitan Hashem Oisach V'Achrav Rosh HaTevus. At Sefer Mikra, Ovo Amayim V'Achrav Rosh HaTevus. That's all. It's a Melos No Kash. It was only written the Rosh HaTevus. Yes, but Niknor Nasen Nisil Madal Soysef. Said, it said, the end of the Mishnah says that what Niknor, when he brought the Delos, the door to the base of Midosh, it was brought through Nisim. Tana Rabbonin, Man Nisim Nasul Da Soitzav. What were the miracles that happened when Niknor was bringing the doors for the Shar Mizrach of the Azora? Omru was said like this, Kishaholach Niknor Lohovi Dalsos Melachandria Shal Mitzrayim. Niknor went back to Mitzrayim, to Alexandria, to get the buy doors for the base of Midosh. He went to Mitzrayim. Now, so the Dvor Taka speaks out here, Taka Kasha, how are you allowed to go back to Mitzrayim? The Pasuk says, Lo Yisasif Anoid, you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim anymore. Frankly, he has the Kasha also on the Rambam, how come the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim? You're not allowed to go back there. So there's not a lot of different roots in. Some say, for him at least here, he didn't go to live there. He only went back to Mitzrayim to buy the doors. So to buy something there, that you're allowed to go back. The pasuk just says you can't go back to Mitzrayim to live there. Because the Rambam was there, he lived there in the Mitzrayim. So he wants to say, some say you can't go back just the same way the Yidden came out from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, to go through the Midbar into Mitzrayim, that's the way it's also to go. But to go other routes, it is allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. And last terms that we want to say is that there's only an Issa Bezman the Yidden. Like Bezman we have the base of Migdish. In Eretz Yisrael, then there's an Issa not to live in Mitzrayim. Now I go back to Mitzrayim. But Bezman that the Yisraelim do not live in Eretz Yisrael after the Churban Abayas, like the Rambam's time, then it was Mutter to go back and live in Mitzrayim. The only the Issa was to live in Mitzrayim, Bezman, Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a special law not to go back to Mitzrayim. But that's the why the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. Rakol Ponov for here, even though maybe here was the Shasa Beis Hamikdash this year by Nikner, but he for sure did not go there to live in Mitzrayim. He only went to buy the doors there. He was allowed to go there. So the kids, he went down to Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim to buy the doors. Bechazir Rostam, when he was coming back, Omad Olav, he went back by ship, is Omad Olav Nachshol Shevayam. A tremendous storm came up in the middle of the ocean. Letovoy, in order to, like, they wanted to drown the boat that he was in. Is Notl, so the people on the boat took Notl Achas Men, took one of his gates, Vetilu Liyam, they threw it into the Yam. They said, look, we're going to drown. We have to get rid of these big gates. So they threw one gate into the Yam. Vyadayin Loinach Hayam, Mizofa, and the Yam still didn't stop. The storm was still going very strong. Dikshu Lahatles Chaberto. So the people on the ship wanted to take the second door and throw that one into the Yam also. Is Omadhu, so Nikna got up. The Korchon, he wrapped himself like around the Rashi Chofka, he grabbed the hold of the doors. The door. Omolem, he told them, Hetiluni imo, if you want to throw this gate into the Yam, throw me with it. I'm not going to let you throw it in. Is Miyad, as soon as Nikna said something like that, Miyad Nachayam Izofoid. Then the river got calm. The storm went away. And they reached the port. But Nikna was very bothered. It bothered him that he lost one gate though. Kivin Shagila Nomo, when they came to the port, Shal Aku and Eretz Yisrael of Aku, is Hoysa Misbabetses, the gate was jumping up, the yachts are coming out, Mitachas Doifne Yasmino. From the bottom of the ship, the other gate came up. Like this is the nest that happened, the miracle happened, that the gate was going along under the boat. The Yesh Omrim, some say, Ber Yeshabiyam, a new creature from the Yam came up, Bolason, that he swallowed the gate, the Akiyosli Yabosha, and he spit it onto the dry land. So that was the nest that happened to the gates that Nikna brought for the Beis Hamikdash. The Aleho Omer Shloiman, about this Shloiman Melech said, Chayres Potenu Marozim, the walls of our house are made out of cedar trees, cedar wood. Reitenu, our plaster, like the gates, Bereisim, are made out of Bereisim. What does that mean? A type of a wood. Al Tikwa Bereisim, Ela Briyas Yam. Bris Yam. Some say a Briyas Yam. This Nisim that happened with Niknor, how shame this Yam, that's how we got the gate for Shar Mizrach. On the Azora for Shar Mizrach, opening up into the Azoras called Shar Niknor, those were the gates that Niknor brought to the Beis Hamikdash. Olafikach, and therefore, Kol HaShorim Shoya Bamikdash Nishtanu Liyashozov. As in later years, when the Yidden got richer, so they changed all the gates of the Beis Hamikdash, and they made them out of gold. Chutz Mishar Niknor, only this Shar Mizrach, that was made from Shah Nikna, they left alone. They didn't change it. Even though it was only made out of copper. Mifnei Shenasu by Nisim. Because his gates came through miracles, they let those gates stay there. The Yesh Ayrim, some say a little bit different. The reason why they didn't change it was, Mifnei Shenachai Shostan, Mutsua Vaisoisa. Because his copper, that those gates were made from, was shining just like gold. So Kitsu was a beautiful type of a copper, shining like gold. That's why they let it stay there. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Nechoshes Kolonisa Hoysa. It was a special type of copper. For Oysam Irak Ishozov. And it was mamash shining just like gold. Rashi Kolonisa means Mezukekes. It was very pure, fine copper. Vechain Shein Min Nechoshes Vu Nechoshes Kolon. Very clear type of a copper. Therefore, since this copper was shining like gold, therefore, that's why they let this Shar Nikna remain. They didn't change this gate. Even though they changed all the other gates, this gate they didn't change.
All right, we'll stop here.